The North Carolina Board of Elections public hearing into election fraud in the 9th Congressional District is now in its third day. Yesterday, Republican political operative Andy Yates answered questions about what he knew about McRae Dowless, who's at the center of the fraud investigation. Republican Mark Harris is expected to testify today. WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison is in Raleigh and has this report.
Andy Yates is the head of the Red Dome Group, a political consulting firm that worked for Mark Harris in last year's election. Yates said it was Harris's decision in 2017 to hire Bladen County operative McRae Dowless for Get Out the Vote efforts. He said that he talked with Dowless about his absentee-by-mail vote program, and Dowless told him that he never picked up people's ballots.
He told me that at no time were his folks to ever touch, handle, put their hands on, collect, mail an absentee ballot. That he knew that was illegal, and that he made sure all of his folks knew that was illegal.
This was the first time that Yates, who lives in Huntersville, has spoken about the 9th District investigation. He hasn't given interviews to media, and he hasn't spoken with investigators until taking the stand Tuesday. He said Harris had worked out financial details with Dowless before Yates met him, and that he reimbursed Dowless for expenses and services without documentation. For instance, for the general election, Dowless said he wanted $5 for each absentee mail ballot request form his team generated. Yates paid him without asking for any documentation of how many ballots had actually been requested. It's okay to get people to request absentee ballots. It's not legal to collect them. On Monday, Dowless employees told the Board of Elections they routinely collected ballots and that Dowless asked them to stonewall investigators. Here's Yates again.
I was shocked and disturbed to learn that appears that it was not the case. If that had ever become evident to me during the campaign, I would have immediately cut off all contact with Mr. Dowless. He would have never been paid by Red Dome again. I would have told Dr. Harris to fire him immediately. If Dr. Harris hadn't fired him immediately, I would have resigned at that moment from the Harris campaign, and I would have immediately called either you or Josh Lawson at the State Board of Elections and told them what was happening in Bladen County.
Elections Board staff also questioned several Bladen County poll workers. On the Saturday before the election, they had illegally tabulated early vote totals instead of waiting until Tuesday. The state doesn't want early vote totals leaked because it could give a campaign information on how to deploy their resources on Election Day. Those poll workers gave conflicting stories about how many of them saw the results. Some said they saw results only for a local sheriff's race, and none said they saw results from the 9th District. Dallas Woodhouse, the executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, said he hasn't seen anything during the hearing to convince him that the results should be thrown out. He said it appears that about 20 mail ballots shouldn't have counted because of what Dallas's operatives did.
Remember that you could throw out every vote that Mark Harris got by mail in Robeson and Bladen County. Throw them all out. It's 679. He still wins. The math right now appears favorable.
The state board chair, Robert Cordell, has said the board doesn't need to show there were enough fraudulent ballots that cost Democrat Dan McCready the election. What it will come down to is if there were enough problems to taint the election. During the 2 days of testimony, Harris has sat in the chamber listening closely. The state said it expects to call him as a witness early today. McCready hasn't attended the hearing. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Raleigh.